Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
Be a part of the best pro wrestling podcast today by supporting the Going In Raw Patreon. You can enjoy access to the live taping of the show, exclusive merchandise, and patron-only episodes, and so much more. Support Going In Raw today. Click the link in the description.
This is Charlotte, and you're watching Going In Raw. That sounds terrible.
What's up? This is the most must-see WWE superstar of all time and his lovely, gorgeous wife.
Marie.
And you are Going In Raw.
What's up? It's your girl, Sasha Banks, Legit Boss, and you are watching Going In Raw.
Oh, baby, I like it raw. Oh, baby, I like it raw. And you are tuned in to Going In Raw right now. How you doing?
Hey, friendo, Steve here.
And Lars.
And welcome to Going In Raw, the only pro wrestling podcast you'll be listening to right here at YouTube.com/ Steve and Larson, available wherever fine podcasts are. Be sure to hit that subscribe button and notify bell. Make sure you get all the great Going In Raw content. Why is none of my Stream Deck buttons working right now? What the heck?
It seems to happen from time to time.
Is this even it's plugged in. It's all lit up and stuff. Anyways, imagine that you get our social media Twitter thing right there with our my handle.
Wait, it didn't work?
No, look at this. Now the buttons are working.
What?
Probably need to, like, restart or something.
I don't know. I guess so.
I had no slow wolf shirt either.
Oh, man.
Son of a biscuit. We're rolling blind today. Anyways, we're available on the Patreon, patreon.com/ Steven Larson. They're in, man. The care packages are in. Ooh, yeah. Look at that. You got it right there. The Steven Larson Going In Raw comic book is ready to go. We're going to be shipping those out this week to our amazing $20 and up patrons. Great stuff. All sorts of amazing stuff. We got some stickers, a poster, a couple postcards.
Yeah, really good stuff. All good stuff. Coming soon.
Fantastic. Anyways, I'm going to do this real quick. Do you got?
We're talking.
Yeah,
there's audio. Hooray.
We got audio. Yay.
You have about 3 hours left. Go to ProWrestlingTees.com. Get 20% off everything on the site, including our store. We got designs, new ones. We would show them, but...
Doesn't work. Man, I want to say, by the way, a sincere thank you to everybody out there. We have sold so many T-shirts over the past 72 hours.
Since Thursday, right?
Since Thursday.
Wednesday.
Holy moly.
Yeah.
Y'all really love that. My dream is an entire front row at SmackDown wearing the Slow Wolf. Hey. You're not me. Well done on your Barry Bratwurst, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
It was a lot of fun.
It was really easy channeling that character again.
It always pleases me. Two things always please me. Number one, when we do something like that, to see the reaction from the people who know exactly what it is and where it came from.
And to see the reaction from people who have no idea where it came from.
Look, man, we're not just a couple of old men who can talk wrestling. We got some comedic chops as well.
On occasion.
On occasion. Anyways, that was a lot of fun to do. But yeah, anyways, that Pro Wrestling Tees, that sale is going on.
Till 3 o'clock. Is it Pacific time?
I know it's 6. I'm pretty sure it's 6 Central, isn't it?
So it'll be 4 o'clock Pacific then.
All right. You're the math guy.
Yeah, I know my time zones.
You're the math. Let's see here. 6 p.m. Central.
So 4 o'clock Pacific. So you have 4 hours left.
Yeah.
To get 20% off all shirts at Pro Wrestling.
What is it? Mountain is the one that's only an hour ahead of us?
Depending on the time of year, yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right.
They don't set their clocks back.
Oh, really?
No.
Yeah, that's weird. Everybody should be the exact same time. Pacific time should be everything.
Across the world?
Absolutely.
Well, I was going to be...
Why not?
It's going to be strange then.
Be a little weird. It'll be noon, like in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
All weird. But hey, you know what? California's sun in the universe, dude. I'm joking. Relax, everybody. I just took some DayQuil, Larson.
Oh, you seem awfully hyped up then.
Yeah.
Usually DayQuil just makes me want to fall asleep.
Oh, no, man.
Same with NyQuil.
You were so, your body is very fickle to anything that throws it off a little bit. See, I just ingest.
Yeah.
And nothing happens. I'm like Andre the Giant Man. I can have like 7 bottles of vodka.
Yeah.
And I'll be fine.
No, you can't do that. You die.
I hate vodka.
And you die from that much vodka.
You think so?
Yeah.
Maybe. What if I purged? Consistently, I purged as I was drinking.
That'd probably do some harm to your esophagus and stomach.
Yeah.
Oh, only Arizona doesn't set their clocks back.
Yeah, remember we were in Phoenix that time?
Yeah.
That was weird.
Well, I used to live in Arizona, so that's why I thought all of the mountain time zones didn't set their clocks back. Apparently, it's just a weird Arizona thing.
Just Phoenix. How was your Thanksgiving?
It was all right.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Right on.
I made my first turkey.
You made your first turkey?
Yeah, it was fine.
Everybody lived through that experience.
Yeah. Turkey? I think I'll try a different recipe next time I do it.
Though. All right. Good. The timing has to be precise, right, when you cook it?
So you don't want to overcook it, especially the breasts. Mm-hmm. They get dry.
Yeah.
The legs and such is a fattier meat.
Mm-hmm.
So it takes longer to cook, but it's hard to get dry because of more moisture.
Yeah.
But the rest of the turkey, you need to
good
be careful.
Good stuff, man. I went out, me and Lacey went out after Thanksgiving meal, went to Black Friday.
Mm-hmm.
But we, like, you know, Black Friday, these days it opens like 5. Like
a lot of places start super early. Thanksgiving Day.
We didn't get there until like 8 o'clock at night. And it was still, there was a lot of people. We just went to Best Buy. I was looking for a new TV.
Yeah.
And then you see my massive purchase.
A new TV.
70 inches of entertainment.
Yeah, it's massive.
In my living room there. It's fantastic.
Robert McNeely brings up frying the turkey. I've had fried turkey before. It's good.
Mm-hmm.
I don't trust myself around that much boiling oil.
Would you ever consider a turducken?
Yeah.
What is that? It's a chicken stuffed in a duck stuffed
it's
in
a duck,
turkey.
Duck. Oh, yeah, I think you're right.
Turducken.
Yes, that's correct. Yes.
Chicken.
I was thinking about the size of the individual birds.
Well, the turkey's the biggest.
Yes.
You're not going to stuff a turkey inside of a
duck. No, I knew turkey was last.
Yeah, chicken smallest inside of a duck, which, you know.
Well, there's no ducks can be.
Ducks can be pretty big, I guess.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Drew McIntyre, huh?
Yeah, let's do that.
Drew McIntyre.
Let's actually talk about some wrestling.
Yeah, that'd be a good idea.
So this morning, he took to the Twitter and said the following, quote, "Unfortunately, I did suffer an injury during my title defense at TakeOver. I've dealt with setbacks before. The reality is I come back better."
Mm-hmm.
There's a scary thought for whomever is NXT champion come 2018.
Who's ever friggin' Intercontinental champion 2018.
I know.
Michael's not coming back to NXT. Give me a break.
And then PW Insider had a bit of follow-up. They said that they have, quote, "been told that McIntyre is already rehabbing his biceps injury. His hope he will return sometime in early April."
Ah.
And then Pro Wrestling Sheet also had a bit about it. Exclusive, saying that they can confirm that he did tear his biceps based on the test they gave him during the finish of his match against Andrade Cien Almas at TakeOver War Games. And they confirm that there's hope that he can return WrestleMania weekend. So when he heard it, and we thought he had torn biceps, I did the math in my head and thought, WrestleMania weekend is possible.
Yeah.
Usually I think it's about a 6-month recovery time, and WrestleMania would be about 5.
Mm-hmm.
So if he has some sort of advanced healing capabilities, a la John Cena.
John Cena has like the most.
He's basically Wolverine.
He's pretty much Wolverine.
Then WrestleMania weekend is a believable target for a return.
So it makes you wonder. So Andrade Almas, I don't believe, is going to have that NXT title. Assuming he returns to NXT, which...
I mean, every indication that we've seen. I mean, the fact that he dropped the belt, the plan was for him to drop the belt, seemed to indicate that he was on his way up to the main roster.
It wouldn't surprise me if he made his debut at the Raw after Mania then.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I kind of feel like they've got enough pieces in place in NXT...
Especially if Ricochet signs, too.
For their men's title going forward quite a bit. I mean, there's some guys who are going to have to... I'm thinking, like, for example, Aleister Black. Maybe they're going to have him even leapfrog the title.
Could be.
Because they've got this whole Adam Cole, Undisputed Era, Roderick Strong, and then Cena almost is currently the champion. So they've got those guys all tied up for the title going forward. Ricochet is an X factor, so to speak. And So, and then, you know, you got Velveteen Dream, who had a star-making performance at the last TakeOver.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of pieces in place.
I really feel like they're taking their time with Aleister Black, getting him right.
Mm-hmm. I know we say that and then watch this week at the tapings.
I know.
He's going to be contending for the title.
I know.
Because here's the thing. He doesn't seem like the kind of guy that you want to... He's not going to be eating any losses anytime soon. I kind of feel like he's the next big undefeated streak guy, perhaps. I feel like Adam Cole can probably eat a loss or two on his way to the title because he's his whole thing. Like he's a walking shenanigan.
His personality.
Yeah.
And so long as you highlight that, he can take a loss.
There's no mystique about Adam Cole.
No.
You start Googling his videos and you just see him talking about, you know, S my D in PWG matches all over the place. Hugely entertaining, but that's not the kind of guy you need mystique around. You don't need to build him through an undefeated streak.
No.
You know, regardless of, I mean, they're not called the undefeated era, they're called the
undisputed. So long as they hold all those titles, they can take all sorts of non-title losses.
I mean, there's a good chance that Roderick Strong's going to be champion coming up soon. He might take that title off of Almas to set up the Adam Cole thing, and he's eaten loss after loss. It's kind of part of his story. So I think Aleister Black is that kind of guy who he could be greatly enhanced by going on a by keeping his undefeated streak intact.
Yes.
So I don't know. It'd be interesting to see if Drew does come back to NXT, or if NXT will have kind of moved on past what they wanted to do with him. Like you said,
6 months is a long time.
Every indication was he was going to be moving up anyways.
Yeah.
Why not just debut him on the Raw after Mania? That would explode. It would blow it all up, Lars.
Yep, it'd blow it all up.
Blow the draft up. Exactly.
Well, draft. Shake up, maybe.
Shake up.
All right, do that again. But we don't know if they're going to do that again. We have no idea.
We don't know.
You know how they could shake things up, Steve?
How?
By bringing back
the Animal,
Dave Bautista.
What was his theme music like? What was his theme music?
He did the Machine Gun.
Yeah, thing. I remember the Machine Gun. You can't forget that. I know if I heard it.
Yeah, I know. I can hear it in my head, but I can't.
Yeah.
Maybe if I pick up the guitar.
Get out the guitar.
So WrestleZone is reporting that Wrestling Observer is reporting that Bautista is in talks to return to the WWE, but when I saw that, my first question would be, was in what capacity? Because his previous tenure at WWE didn't exactly go swimmingly.
Yeah, no, well, they brought him in at the exact wrong time.
Oh,
when Daniel Bryan was blowing up big time.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, that was not a great way to bring him back. And yeah, I remember he even said, sort of, in, you know, after he left, didn't he say, man, I need to come back as a heel. You guys really need to bring him back as a heel.
Yeah.
And bringing him back as a babyface at that time was not a good move.
No, it was not.
They brought him and, like, Rey Mysterio out at the same time, didn't they?
Same Rumble,
The same Rumble that Rey Mysterio came out at 30 and people were like, where's Daniel Bryan?
Yeah.
We want Daniel Bryan.
Yep.
So anyways, he mentioned this on the Jim Ross podcast. You didn't mention this part already, right?
No.
Okay, good. I'll go ahead and do this part. Sometimes I don't pay attention.
No.
He says, I would love to go back, but the reason I have not gone back is because I don't want to do a one-off. I want to go and I want to wrestle. I want to do some house show. That's what I'm talking about. You want to do some small high school gymnasium type things. Anyways, I'm sorry. Getting back to his actual quote. I want to do some house shows. I want to be a part of the program. The one-off thing doesn't do anything for me. Now it's a matter of the schedule, and if I get injured, it might affect something else. He continues, I talked to Vince recently, and he knows what I want. I've made it very clear that what I want is to run a program with Hunter. That means Triple H.
Triple H, the game.
The game. I've been public about it. That's the thing that would get me back. There's so much history there, so it's an easy story to tell. So it wouldn't take much time to tell for me to tell the story. Also, if I'm rusty, to me, Hunter is the best there's ever been, so I can allow him to make up for my weaknesses. Ha, 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 laughs.
Yeah, those transcripts are courtesy of UpRocks.
Thank you, UpRocks.
So when I first read the bit about him negotiating a return, I just thought, oh, maybe he'll be a headliner for the Hall of Fame class this year.
Yeah, sure.
And then I read this. Okay, maybe he'll come back to wrestle.
So he wants to do friggin' house shows, man.
Yeah.
That's rad. Good for him.
Yeah.
It'd be cool
if he could do like a 6 or 8 month run.
He never seemed like the kind of guy who, I mean, I evidently he is. But, he came from, like, bodybuilding, right? Mm-hmm. Bouncing in bodybuilding.
Yeah.
And
Now he's an accomplished actor. You wouldn't think he would need it. And I think what you're going to say is he never seemed like the guy that had wrestling in his blood, who grew up watching it and was passionate about it, like someone like Triple H.
Like, the way he's talking, it makes me feel like if he doesn't go back to WWE, he's going to apply for the Young Lion program in New Japan. You know what I mean?
He's going to be so long as he can have a program with Triple H.
Right, yeah, exactly.
Wherever he can do that, that's where he's going to
go. Yeah, exactly. Like, hey, Paul, can you show up at Ring of Honor? Okay, I'm going to sign up there. I'm going to be in the new prospect tournament.
Yeah.
You know, can you meet me there?
PWG anniversary show.
Right, exactly. And then the crowd will be like, please come back. Please come back. I find that funny. I find it funny that he wants to come back and be an indie wrestler.
But I think he's right in terms of the storyline. If they're gonna, if he's going to come back to be involved with, is Triple H.
Oh, for sure. Absolutely.
I know they had their storyline after Batista gave him the famous thumbs down for the title.
Yeah.
All that. But, you know, I would imagine there would probably be some unfinished business, especially if they bring up his last run.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
You know, go meta with it. Because the fans, they read dirt sheets.
I wonder if it's an element of because there's zero pressure on him. I mean, nowadays, dude, he's obviously an actor, he's directing, he's producing. There's like zero pressure on him.
He just wants to go have a good time.
He wants to go and have a good time.
Which is probably why he wants to do the house shows.
Yeah, I know. He can drop kayfabe there.
Yeah.
Have more fun, get looser.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Sano, what do you guys think out there? In comment land, in the live chat, do you guys want to see a Batista return? I like everything. So back when Daniel Bryan was hot, I was kind of like, no, I don't want to see Batista again because I was just never a huge Batista fan in the first place. But now in retrospect, like I really like the guy. Like I like the human being because every time I read an interview with him, he seems like the coolest guy with like the best head on his shoulders.
Yeah. He's in interviews. He's always very, well spoken.
Yeah.
Thinks about what he says.
And like given what he said and how he said it about his last run with the WWE, he, in very diplomatic terms, he said some stuff that was actually kind of like, man, they didn't treat him all that great last time. Like, they didn't really listen to him.
Yeah.
They just sort of used him for what they thought was best, and they didn't really, it's like, I feel like they really could have respected him a bit more.
Oh, I know.
But the way he talked about it, it was very diplomatic. It was, there never was any sense of bitterness where there could have been.
Yeah, and I think history, at least recent history, has shown that WWE really doesn't care about your standing if they think there's an angle or some money to be made off it, a la Daniel Bryan's retirement.
Yeah.
They made him retire to pop ratings.
Right, yeah.
They made Ric Flair retire.
Yeah.
For storyline, so.
Yeah, I don't know.
Who knows?
I'd like to see it, though, man. I like Batista.
Oh, yeah. Especially after his last, or during his last run, where it was obvious he didn't care.
Oh, I know.
He was great.
Yeah, I know. It was fantastic.
We knew the initial plans they had for him were not working, probably because he knew they weren't going to work.
Yeah.
So he just, especially when they reformed Evolution.
Yeah.
You can tell he did not care.
It was a special, it's always a special thing when somebody's out there and they just don't care.
Yeah.
Like, look at John Cena now. It's
amazing.
He comes out at Survivor Series not wearing SmackDown gear.
Cheerleading.
Like, doesn't know half the names of the people in, like, his own match. I don't know. I thought it was great.
It was pretty good.
Yeah.
Let's read the Super Chat real quick while we're between stories. Mr. Michael Law, 2011. Hey, friendos, what are your thoughts on the Broken Universe being up for grabs on December 19th? How would you bring it to the masses? Who's first feud? I haven't heard anything about. What's this Broken Universe December 19th?
So the last I heard, Matt Hardy had done the trademark thing.
Yes, I heard that.
And it's up for
dispute or something like that.
It's
right?
Up for opposition.
Yeah.
Soon, maybe that's what he's talking
about.
Yeah,
December 19th, I believe.
There's a Broken Universe.
Yeah, here it is. I got some from Sportskeeda.
Go ahead.
Trademark publishing date December 19th, and from that point forward, any parties that wish to dispute the claim will have 30 days to do so. This is all from Sportskeeda. This is verbatim. The main quote is to own the intellectual property and obtain the trademark is a good step towards Matt's overall goals. So he filed the paperwork, I guess, come December 19th.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like Impact would have 30 days to file some opposition paperwork.
Yeah.
And past that 30 days, they don't, I guess, with Matt's then. That's my understanding.
I would guess so. I don't know how that really, like, trademark, like, we're not lawyers. Trademark versus.
So trademarks would be words, phrases, ideas. I think
right.
We can trademark, but copyright is like creative works.
But then there's also, like, intellectual property.
That encompasses everything.
Okay. I don't know, like, I mean, I don't, you know, they say, hey, we filmed this, therefore it's ours. You are on work for hire with us, and everything you do is ours.
Yes. They own that intellectual property. That could be creative works that could be copyrighted or trademarked materials.
Right. But then if he says, well, I'm going to go out and get the trademark for this, does that then make their case?
Well, they just would need to file opposition.
Right, but if they don't do that within 30 days, they can't still go back. I'll put it this way. He gets the trademark to the Broken Universe stuff. I don't know. I mean, he's doing it. I would assume he probably, before he just went off and did it, he probably had a lawyer and probably talked to WWE and said, hey, if I have this trademark, will you do something with me, for God's sakes?
Maybe.
I don't think so.
Emilio Hernandez, $5. Isn't the hottest or most important tournament? It isn't, sorry, isn't the most hot, the hottest or most important tournament. But who do you guys have winning World Tag League?
Best friendos.
Oh, best friends?
No.
That'd be great.
Oh, I don't know. So I do you think it's, so we've got Chuck and Trent, the best friends.
Yeah.
We've got Death Juice, Sammy Callahan and Juice Robinson.
And then Jeff Cobb and Michael Elgin.
Yeah, I kind of feel like they're, I have no idea where they are in the tournament.
Yeah, the standings are either.
I have not looked at the standings.
Because the winner gets a title match at Wrestle Kingdom.
Who's the current champions?
Killer Elite Squad.
Oh, it is Killer Elite Squad. Okay.
I think War Machine's in the tournament too.
I have no idea. I don't know. I don't know how everybody's been booked. There's like a lot of shows on that world, the tag league tournament.
Mm-hmm.
I can't keep up with all that, man. I'd love to. I think it'd be great.
Too.
I love the best friends. But
they're great.
I love Elgin and Cobb. They're great.
Yeah.
They're amazing. I mean, just for the New Japan crowd to get to see Jeff Cobb throw around, just throw people. Like it's
great.
Nothing.
It's great.
Good for them.
Yes.
They deserve to see great stuff like that.
Yes.
Anyways.
All right, back to news.
Back to the news.
I guess that was news, too. So L.A. Biz had a report over the weekend.
The Biz Quiz.
That was predominantly about the UFC's upcoming television negotiations with Fox, but a new TV deal for their cable content.
Really exciting.
Oh, I know. Ooh, TV negotiations. Thrilling entertainment.
Ooh.
So apparently,
who went over?
Fox and UFC. Oh, I mean, they're backstage politicking for the results, because apparently they're really far apart in the terms.
Yeah, UFC wants $400 million, and they're probably going to get like $250 million.
Yeah,
that's what I read in Wrestling Observer.
Yeah. $400 million is a lot.
It's a lot of money.
Especially because UFC is not having a good year.
Yeah, McGregor's gone, Rousey's gone, everybody's gone. That means a damn.
John Jones is gone. Lesnar's probably not going to come back.
Probably not.
So LA Biz states, quote, a channel like, assuming UFC moves on to someplace else, quote, a channel like
Fox Sports 1
could look at WWE as acceptable replacement programming in case it loses UFC rights. It continues. WWE executives met with Fox executives in Los Angeles earlier this summer with Shanks, I believe, one of the, executives involved at Fox, if I remember correctly.
Okay.
Meeting with the WWE's top executives, including George Berrios, Chief Strategy and Financial Officer, and Paul Triple H Levesque, Executive Vice President, Talent, Live Events, and Creative.
In the game.
Apparently, WWE has an exclusive negotiating window with USA for a renewal or a new contract.
Mm-hmm.
But that only extends till spring of next year, 2018. And the LA Biz knows the talks between WWE and Fox were part of a, quote, roadshow, where it spoke to several outlets, including Disney, CBS, Amazon, and YouTube, to show, quote, the power of its programming.
They should go exclusively to YouTube. All YouTube.
I mean, as anybody can tell, there's lots of money in YouTube.
Yeah. Oh, man. There was a lot of great stuff about this in Wrestling Observer newsletter as
and
well.
And one thing I was curious about, I'm happy that Meltzer answered it in the Observer, is about the reach of USA versus Fox Sports 1.
USA is more.
Yeah, but not by a huge margin.
Not by a huge margin, absolutely not. But the migration issue in terms of getting people to switch over from USA
that
to Fox
issue.
Sports 1.
Even that spell where Raw was on
TNN.
Yeah, that felt weird. It's like Raw not being on USA just feels weird.
It was weird, and that was one of the the vintage newsletters that just went online a couple of weeks ago. The newsletter that came out when that migration happened, when the ratings came out, and the ratings went down pretty significantly, which I guess was expected. But they didn't go down as significantly as they feared it could have.
Mm.
Now, today is completely different than 20 years ago, 15, whatever it was. And so, you know, because of social media and all that kind of stuff, I would imagine the migration issue would be not as big a concern.
Yeah.
But a concern nonetheless.
Oh, I mean,
USA has been synonymous with airing Raw.
Since 1993, pretty much continually from those few years on TNN.
And so, I don't know. I mean, I would guess this. I mean, ideally, look, we want a strong WWE because a strong WWE means the strong going in Raw. The more money they get, the more money they can pump in their product, the more excited people get, and the better we do.
Yes.
So hopefully this is the negotiating ploy. They're making, what, I think it's $160 million a year now.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I mean, there was the fear that because of the way people consume entertainment these days, that number could potentially drop. But if the UFC gets a number, let's say they get like $300 million.
Yeah, you think WWE might be able to get at least $200 million.
Yeah, and apparently the UFC's rep at WME is also handling negotiations for WWE.
I saw that too.
So I don't know, that's a good thing. It's not just, you know, freaking Shane in there. It's not freaking.
They got
not Albert.
Oh, I know. Yeah. They don't have JBL handling their portfolio.
Right. Exactly. Bring in the IRS.
I know. Do an audit. I know. Do an internal audit. Make sure.
I wish I had the powering button. What kayfabe in kayfabe? What characters would
that.
You most want? Top five in kayfabe. Would you most want negotiating your deal? Would Teddy Long be in there? I don't know. I'm trying to think of a good deal. Well, look, I hate to say this. The current president of the United States claims to make big deals, and he's a WWE guy. Mark Cuban, he's a WWE guy.
Yeah, that's true.
Bring him in. He was in kayfabe.
Yeah, that's true.
He took a stunner at Survivor Series 2003. By the way, this morning, it was going to go up yesterday morning, but it was demonetized, and then today it was monetized. Our Survivor Series 2003 going in Raw View is up. You guys can check it out after the show. Who else? Let's see. Let's go to chat, see if anybody here in chat.
John Cena.
Yeah, exactly. Funaki, number one deal negotiator. Ted DiBiase. Oh, man. Brock Lesnar. Remember when he showed up at the table and was like, I want changes, and I want them now.
Yeah.
Dude, you need Paul Heyman out there with you, man. There you go, Paul Heyman.
Drew Gulak. PowerPoint presentation.
Perfect. Drew Gulak. That's awesome.
That's the answer. Drew Gulak.
That's great. Perfect.
What about Bobby Roode?
Mm-hmm.
NXT Bobby Roode.
As long as NXT Bobby Roode, that'd be great. Baron Corbin. Oh, man. Anyways,
so that'd be interesting if they so I saw them talking to Amazon.
Uh-huh. Boogeyman.
How would WWE programming work on Amazon Prime?
That sounds like an ego. Like at that point, USA has to be like, look, you guys want to go to Amazon Prime?
Good
luck with that.
I mean, YouTube.
And
I
guess
get
what? Demonetized.
YouTube I get because YouTube's reach is huge. But Amazon, that's
Netflix has $6 billion they're going to spend on original content.
No,
they can't spend $200 million of that a year on WWE weekly.
Well, it seemed like they were hesitant, or it took a while for Lucha Underground to make its way to Netflix. They weren't to pay for production costs. That was just licensing.
How many households have Netflix? 54% of U.S. adults say they have Netflix in their households.
It's not that helpful.
I don't know what that means.
You want actual numbers.
I want numbers.
Look up.
Oh, my gosh. Wait, what? According to this, end of quarter one 2017, at nearly 45 million international streaming subscribers. Oh, wait, no. Netflix has almost 50 million domestic subscribers. That's just in the United States.
That's pretty good.
50 million. How many people, what's the reach for USA Network? Now, if you go to Amazon, I'm going to Amazon Prime. How many households?
Yeah, 80 million Amazon Prime members.
What?
80 million.
Yeah, but how many of those people actually use Amazon Video?
Oh, yeah, probably not a lot.
Yeah. Not a lot, a couple thousand.
I barely use it.
Oh, man.
I think Meltzer said in the newsletter it was like 9 million or 90 million for USA.
It'd have to be 90.
It'd be 90. I remember 9 was involved here.
So would they go to a place with half the... then you have to go through network's freaking UI. I'm like, I don't watch this yesterday. I want to watch it again. Where is it? It's in the watch it again category, dummy. Amazon.
Okay, yeah, USA. This is according to Wrestling Observer Newsletter. USA is available in almost 92 million homes.
Oh, wow, okay.
And Fox Sport is just a little bit above 84 million.
All right, well, that's
a matter of 8 million.
Yeah, that's not a big deal.
It's not a huge difference.
Netflix is 50 million.
Whereas Amazon Prime is 80 million.
No, Amazon Prime is potentially 80 million.
Potentially 80 million.
But if you're just operating with an Apple TV, well, I think Apple TVs are going to start getting Amazon Prime. The Amazon Video, still.
That'd be a huge thing, because you can't watch Amazon Prime on Chromecast, which is a bummer. So I want to watch Wrath of Khan the other night. Yeah, exactly. The only place I can get it for free, I pay for Amazon Prime, was Amazon.
Oh, yeah.
But it's not, there's no Chromecast.
Really?
Nope, because they have the Fire Stick. They want you to use
that. Oh, my gosh. The Fire Stick just feels like this weird little pirate device. Because I read this article about how, like, you can pirate anything with the Fire Stick. I don't know. It sounds like you're going to plug it in your TV, and your TV's going to get, like, freaking syphilis or something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's going to start coughing up and peeing goop.
Yuck.
I know. It's pretty gross. Sorry, I went there.
Yuck.
Sorry about that.
Gross.
Anyway, so, yeah. I don't know. I think that all that is what they call leverage. That's all
leverage tactics.
Exactly, yeah. Hey, USA, Mr. Bill USA, I'm negotiating.
Well, it's owned by NBC, so they're negotiating with NBC.
Hey, General Electric. Is General Electric still owned?
No, it's NBC Universal. No, Comcast.
The Viacom?
Comcast.
Comcast, really?
Yeah.
Man, they own everything. Hey, Mr. Comcast. Hey, I find it funny that my internet is not working right now. By the way, I'm negotiating with Fox Sports One guy. And they're like, who is that?
No, it would be something if somehow WWE got Raw on Fox. That would be something.
Well, man, it said they also made a pit stop at Disney. That'd be great. I want to see WWE Marvel integration. Top five Marvel characters you want to see.
Well, here's the thing. Disney owns ABC. They own ESPN.
Oh, I know, yeah.
So,
yeah. Good stuff.
Be a lot of potential homes.
They have a lot of money, too.
Yeah.
Top five Star Wars characters you want to see.
And the WWE ring.
WWE ring. I mean, Hoth fight between Jabba the Hutt and, King Mabel.
Bib Fortuna has to be someone's manager.
There you go. Yeah, that's a good one. But that little dude, the little crustacean guy.
Salacious Crumb?
Yeah, put him in 205 Live.
Okay.
He'd fit right in.
All right. Wedge Antilles.
Lando Calrissian for Lando Worldwide. Merge it with Titus Worldwide.
Boba Fett.
What about Porkins? Another Hoss.
Yeah, there you go.
Porkins versus Braun Strowman.
There you go.
Let's move on. Let's talk about the Women's Royal Rumble. So this is happening January.
Well,
confirmed.
Unconfirmed.
The Sun, like the least. We've learned that the Sun is like the least
reliable. But nonetheless.
Literal fake
they
news.
They seem pretty sure about this, so we'll talk about it. The Sun in the United Kingdom is reporting that, quote, sorry, that they can, quote, reveal the influx of females into the female rosters building up to the historic first ever Women's Rumble match on January 28th at the Wells Fargo Center in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
That's pretty much all they said.
Yeah, they can reveal. They can reveal that. Not sources say.
No.
They're
their own source, is what they're saying.
They're just throwing that out there, man. They're just throwing that out there. But I don't know.
If you just kind of look at the picture.
The numbers are there.
Yeah.
And I would think this is kind of like the final step of, you know, whatever the men do, now they have the women doing. We've had Hell in a Cell, Money in the Bank, main eventing Raw, main eventing pay-per-views.
Now the one thing, most obvious thing they haven't done, Royal Rumble.
Completely, absolutely.
I think it'd be awesome.
I think it'd be fantastic. It'd be great. I'd love to see that. I mean, and on top of that, right now, like if you just look back at this past week's episode of Raw, Asuka was just sort of involved in a squash match with Dana Brooke.
Yeah.
And then the rest of the women were doing the whole Paige, number one contendership, and then Paige and the NXT guys came in.
Yeah.
And so it wouldn't surprise me, given that we're still 2 months away. When's the Rumble? Early January?
Late January.
We're still 2 months away from the Rumble. But if they keep doing the Asuka squash feud thing,
running in parallel with the other stories involved.
Whatever's going on with the NXT call-ups and then the title stuff. I could see that leading to Asuka winning at the Rumble and then maybe taking on Paige, for example.
They've already started some Twitter back and forth.
That's right, they have.
Mania? Yeah.
At Mania. I could totally see that.
That'd be pretty cool.
Because what better way to show Asuka's further dominance than to have her win the first ever Women's Rumble? That'd be fantastic. Mm-hmm. Or you can have bring James Ellsworth back. He wins the first Women's Rumble. That's what you do. Right?
No.
I think it's a fantastic idea. Not the last one, not the James Ellsworth.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Did you read that rumor that, I think?
It's on Cage Side Seats.
Yeah.
I think.
But I think, what's Ryan's Pro Wrestling Sheet? Mm-hmm. I think they had it in their podcast, and they were saying that Vince wanted to do like a transgender Ellsworth versus
Charlotte at Mania.
What a if that is true, wow, what a terrible idea that was.
Awful.
That's the kind of idea I go up to and say, hey, Vince, we good? And I'd say, no. He'd say, Steve, we good? No.
No.
Did you watch that yet, that Kevin Owens special?
No.
It's good, man.
I haven't had time yet.
Honestly, the only part that you really need to see is when he goes up to Vince says, no. Are we good? No.
Okay. Man, that's rough.
It's pretty rough.
That's real rough.
You can't always be perfect, though. You can't always be a perfect 10. Anyways.
I suppose that's true.
It is true. Let's talk about Starrcade. Starrcade happened this
past
week.
By every indication, it was a massive success. Crowd was good. Reception was good.
A lot of people were crowing. Yeah, man, there was all sorts of great stuff happening. Arn Anderson showed up, delivered a spine buster to Dolph Ziggler.
Mm-hmm.
That was fantastic.
Yeah.
You see that great picture backstage of Arn and Bobby Roode throwing. Was it Arn and Bobby Roode? Or?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was Arn and Bobby Roode throwing up the four. Flair was there.
Yeah.
All sorts of great
Rock and Roll Express was there, as were the Hardys.
Of course, that led a lot of people crowing about why wasn't this on the network?
Apparently it was shot.
It was shot. Here's what they should do. This is Steve Book Starrcade. I'm telling you, man. No commentary. Single camera from like way up high like they used to.
Yeah.
And that's all you do. That's all you do.
There's a period, you know, like December, there's only one pay-per-view. And there's not another one until the end of January.
Mm-hmm.
I know Starrcade traditionally ran around the Christmas season.
Right, right, right.
So push the December pay-per-view closer to the beginning of the month.
Mm-hmm.
Like the second weekend.
Yeah.
And then the weekend before Christmas, have Starrcade. Make it a network special.
Yeah, man.
Alternate brands every year.
But I'm telling you. Single camera.
I agree. No, all that.
Up there.
I agree.
That would be great.
They would never do it, but I agree.
Oh, it would be so much fun, though. There was at least one camera there. I didn't notice that there was any, like, cameras roaming around to film it properly. But one guy got a shot. Maybe they will air it like that. I would be so excited if they did that. And they have one camera up there. They have one camera on the ground for, like, ringside interviews like they used to do.
And they have the fake locker room backdrop for the backstage interviews.
Yes.
Yes.
That would be amazing. And it'd be so cool.
Yeah. Did you hear whose idea it was to kickstart Starrcade?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I mean, that dude's so chock full of good ideas. Michael Hayes is like great. House of Horrors was his idea.
I know.
Maybe lacking in execution, but who knows if that was his true vision. It might have been a Zack Snyder, Joss Whedon situation.
Could be.
Where his true vision was usurped by DC executives who wanted something like lighter and funnier, and it just turned out weird because Superman didn't have a mustache.
Yeah, that's strange.
That was so bad. That would be so bad.
Couldn't they just write a reason why he has a mustache?
No, here's the thing. Don't even do that. Just have a mustache. He has a mustache. Be great.
Yeah, but it takes one line to explain why he has a mustache out of nowhere.
What's that line?
I don't know. I haven't seen the movie, so I don't know.
Right. So Ben Affleck comes up. He's tired.
Because, wait, without too many spoilers.
Yeah, sure.
What is the context by which Superman returns? Or Clark Kent returns, whatever.
It's so bad. So, like...
If you want to avoid spoilers and just... mute this for a minute.
Justice League is a bad movie. There's a spoiler for you. The lead villain is after these powerful things that the Justice League get a hand on, one of them, and they figure out we can probably bring Superman back to life with this. We kind of need him right now. And so they do that. Sorry, spoiler alert. That's it. That's what happens. He's back in the movie. If you guys haven't heard, he's back in the freaking movie. And so he comes back, but he's all kind of messed up, so he, like, first fights the Justice League. Then it takes Lois Lane to, like, you know...
Oh, that makes perfect sense for him to have some sort of facial hair.
Some sort. Like, if he was... So they were like, yeah, we're not sure what a Kryptonian, what his cells are doing, if they're really dead or not. So if he had full beard, which I think he did in the comics when he came back to life.
Mm-hmm.
I think he did.
Mm-hmm.
it would make all the sense in the world.
Yeah.
Right? And he had like a mullet.
Yeah.
But just a mustache, though. And I don't know how quickly Cavill can grow out a beard. I mean, that's what I kind of wonder if that was part of the thing. It's like maybe he's like, you know.
What movie was he shooting at the same time?
Mission Impossible 6. And Paramount said, no, I'm sorry, we're not going to let you shave it. Number one, like, who at Warner doesn't have a decent relationship with somebody at Paramount?
Well, the funny thing is, it's really easy to put on a fake mustache.
I know! That's the thing, it is! It's totally easy. It's probably easier to digitally insert a mustache than take one out.
Oh, yeah, I would imagine.
I think they were just trolling the crap out of Warner Brothers. Apparently, they spent $25 million to remove the mustache.
That's an obscene amount of money.
To remove a mustache. I honestly think
that would take 5 minutes and $3 to do.
And so I read up a little bit more on like the reshoots and everything, and that's like apparently the reshoots are a large reason why the movie is so like off kilter. Because number one, it does kind of feel like half the time the actors, because I think there are a lot of reshoots, the actors are like kind of over being there again. It's like, we already shot one movie, we have to come back again. And then number two, there's a lot of really bad green screen, and I think that when I read that had a lot to do with the reshoots. Oof. Like $300 million, and it looks like a movie that was made for like $25 million. But $25 million is used to erase the mustache. Reshoots. The mustache.
Oh, just the mustache. That's ridiculous.
Yeah. Anyways, let's go over these Starrcade 2017 results and see if any of this will inform booking going forward. Can we gather anything from this stuff?
I don't think so.
Well, first off, what was the first match?
Bobby Roode defeated Dolph, but we've seen that on TV.
Yeah, but this
that feud's over.
Arn Anderson is special enforcer.
So yeah, that's cool.
Is Arn Anderson going to start accompanying Bobby Roode to the ring now?
Doubtful.
No good.
Next, Rusev, Mike Kanellis, the Colognes, and the Bludgeon Brothers defeated Breezango, the Ascension, Sin Cara, and Ty Dillinger. Oh, Ty was working with the heel teams, kind of. Oh, no, never mind. Face team, sorry. My bad. In my mind, Rusev's the face, though. And you heard that thing
You see the Ascension, too. I think they're heels.
Yeah. Not really. Because they're hanging out.
No,
with
they're not
Breezango.
Now. I still instinctively think of them as heels, but you're right.
But also, they did that thing at a house show in the European tour where during a match they did a double turn with Rusev and Ty Dillinger.
Mm. Okay.
So, Naomi defeated Tamina.
Okay.
Dustin Rhodes, not
yeah,
Goldust.
Yeah, that's right, man. He looked great, too. I saw pictures of him.
Defeated Dash Wilder.
They couldn't have given him, like, a better opponent? Like, a more high-profile guy?
Yeah, I know.
Have him beat the Miz. Miz is gone.
Yeah.
Who else could he beat?
Is there anybody on SmackDown?
You know what would have been great? Let Curtis Axel wrestle. Have him come out with Bo Dallas. Dustin Runnels overcomes the odds.
Joe Hennig.
There you go. I like that.
This is the only match that might give a clue of something in the future, but I highly doubt it.
Okay.
Shinsuke Nakamura defeated Baron Corbin,
hey.
DQ,
yeah.
For the U.S. title. They already had a feud. Wasn't that great?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if they're going to go back to that.
Yeah.
But everything else on this card seems pretty straightforward. Usos won a Fatal 4-Way tag match. Charlotte defeated Natalya in a steel cage. And AJ defeated Mahal to retain the WWE Championship, also in a steel cage. It's a good card.
When are they having their rematch?
Clash of Champions.
Oh, okay. All right. And then the India tour is right there.
Well, it's just now with one show.
Oh, that's right. Oh, yeah, and yeah, he's fighting Triple H.
Yeah, December 8th. So he's not going to have that title.
He's not getting that title back, is he?
Nope.
Nice. Right on.
So AJ is going to carry that all the way to Mania, mm-hmm. I would suspect.
Let's talk about Raw tonight. We got a Raw preview here, according to WWE.com.
Yes.
A couple of interesting tidbits here. One thing is, will Roman Reigns institute an open challenge for his Intercontinental Championship?
There's already been all sorts of people lining up on Twitter to accept that challenge.
I hope Finn Balor is not one of them. Although there was that great thing, Finn Balor is all over that rumor.
That he's not over with Vince?
Right, exactly. Like he was using social media to make fun of it.
Yeah.
And, of course, WWE.com posted a poll saying, who do you guys want to see take on the Beast Brock Lesnar next? And Finn Balor ran away with it, like, easily. I mean, last I saw, he was, like, 66% of the vote.
Yeah.
And it's kind of – and then I read something else, and, God, I'm sorry, I don't know where this comes from, that they just want to – it's not – like, the match is off, not because he's not over, but because they want to protect the demon. And I'm not sure because we both kind of feel like Pumpkin Balor was about to lose to Sister Abigail.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe he wasn't.
Yeah, maybe not.
Maybe not. But apparently, yeah, the demon stuff is like one of the highest selling bits of merchandise.
Yeah, I thought that was the case. Yeah.
Obvious, yeah, you know.
But anyways.
So, I don't know. I hope it's not. So, yeah, like Roman and Finn have been going back and forth on Twitter
for
the past day or two.
Yeah, Jason Jordan wants to shot Cedric Alexander on Twitter.
Oh, come on. Bring him up to Maine.
I know.
For realsies. Not
I know.
To a
I know. That'd be fantastic.
That'd be great.
So, if they do an Intercontinental Champion Open Challenge, that'd be great.
Yeah.
I'd love to see Cedric Alexander especially. I think
that'd be
spectacular.
That'd be fantastic. Absolutely. Next up, can Seth Rollins and Dean Ambrose reclaim the Raw Tag Team titles?
They will at some point.
You think
because every member of the Shield between now and Mania is going to be holding some belt.
Yeah.
And if they do it the right way, every member of the Shield will be holding basically every belt.
But you know what this sentence
at the end of WrestleMania.
You know what this sentence means, man.
What?
When is the other Revival guy supposed to? Where is Dawson supposed
to? I don't know.
Let me. I would love to see. I really don't want to see another match with C-Bar right now. I want to see them have to earn another title shot.
Yeah,
it'd be great if that was against the Revival.
Yeah,
you know.
But I want to see the Revival come back just to lose. I understand it's the Shield, so
I'd be okay with it because it's against the Shield and they'd come back. I just don't want them to get injured again.
Yeah, no.
Next,
the will Paige, Mandy Rose, and Sonya Deville's Rampage. Nice pun.
The bigger question is, we have to see, we have to keep an eye on, not just tonight, but also on SmackDown, to see if there is any collaboration, more Daniel Bryan involvement.
Yes.
Figure out what's going on there. I want to know.
Me too. Intriguing stuff.
Next, how will Braun Strowman attain retribution against Kane? Probably by beating him in a match.
Yeah.
In another match.
Breaking the ring. Oh, they already did that. He power slammed through the ring.
They did that. Have they done a steel cage with those two yet?
No.
No? Steel cage match. Next week on Raw, that's my guess.
All right.
Garbage.
I had an idea. You know, it seemed like they were sizing up Braun and Kurt Angle, Triple H's next two opponents for the Raw, for Rumble and Mania, respectively.
Sure. Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if they do Strowman, Triple H at the Rumble to keep Strowman out of the Rumble to protect him.
Yeah.
And then Angle, Triple H at Mania. That thought just popped in my head. We were talking about Braun Strowman, so I wouldn't mention that.
Yeah, I could see that. Didn't we bring that up before?
Maybe.
I remember that.
I don't remember.
Because it kind of makes sense.
Oh, it makes all the sense.
Yeah. That'd be good, man. Now Braun is fighting. Because here's my thing about Braun. I think he's too big for the Intercontinental Championship. You need him in feuds, and Triple H is one of them that's kind of beyond title chasing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of beyond universe. Like, it's in main event-ish territory.
Yeah.
I like that.
No, it's fine. And finally, who can derail the Zoe train?
Wow, I don't care about that at all. Do you think Itani's coming out tonight?
No, I think they're going to take up more weeks to.
You think so?
Hype them up, yeah.
A couple more video packages?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if they take some time with that.
The Zoe train. Let's open up the questions from our chatters. Do we have any more super chats?
Nope, that was it.
That was it.
Oh, the Surge. That's a good idea. Braun versus Kane, last monster standing match.
There you go. Alex C. asks, what would Strowman do at Mania then if Triple H is taking on Kurt Angle? Strowman versus Balor. You kind of need to protect both guys, though.
Mm-hmm.
But I do. I'm fine with Strowman versus Balor.
I'll have to think about that one.
Strowman versus the Demon. That'd be a lot of fun. They could do a lot with that.
Yeah.
And it's a Mania. Somebody takes, Balor can take a loss. Do you get the feeling Strowman's not going to take any losses anytime soon?
No, I think he's not going to take a loss until Reigns beats him after he wins the Universal title.
Really?
That's my feeling.
Oh, man. That's terrible. Rodimus Henry. Can Triple H do matches without getting hurt?
I mean, he didn't get hurt at Survivor Series.
He was already hurt. Apparently, him and Kurt Angle both came in with injuries.
I saw Kurt Angle had his knee wrapped up. What was wrong with Triple H?
Well, Kurt Angle said that he said, yeah, just a couple days before while training, I tore a muscle, but I'm okay. I can still go. I'm like, wait a second. Hold on. You tore a muscle? That's kind of a big deal. And then I forget what Triple H was, but apparently they're both nursing injuries.
Manuel Garcia de Paredes, Samojo, I assume for Braun Strowman. That would be great.
That'd be great, but, I mean, Samojo's on the level of Finn Balor. They both can eat losses, but do you really want them eating losses?
Yeah. Alto Voltaje. I always feel like I say that wrong.
No, you got it right.
$2. Insert Strowman in with Reigns and Lesnar. I think that'd be spectacular.
Do what now?
Strowman, Reigns, and Lesnar. Main event of WrestleMania.
Look, man, I would never say no to that. That'd be great.
Yeah. Chef. Strowman would win the Andre the Giant Battle Royal.
He's bigger than that, man. He's bigger than that.
Wenzel Smith, Power Rank top 5 reasons Daniel Bryan would be aligned with the NXT call-ups. Power Rank top 5 reasons Daniel Bryan would be aligned with the NXT call-ups. Tired of the status quo.
He's tired of Shane making it about him because he thinks it should be about the wrestlers. Because Shane shouldn't have been in that freaking match. Should have been KO or Sami Zayn or both.
Yeah.
Because all of his friends go through NXT. Like, look at the Undisputed Era. He loves all those guys.
Yeah.
They're all great. So I got this from Sports Kita. Triple H apparently suffered some sort of injury during the European tour.
Oh, okay.
And then Kurt Angle. It doesn't have his actual quote here. I know he did say that, though.
Nick Christie wants to know how we would set up AJ versus Nakamura for Mania.
Oh, sorry. This is from Cage Side Seats. Kurt Angle said this in a Q&A on his Facebook page. Leg is okay. I tore a muscle in it doing wind sprints 2 days before the pay-per-view. It's okay, though. I feel good and should be 100% in a week. That sounds pretty crazy.
Jordan Davis. Larson, I know you're a Seth Rollins fan, so why are you against him and Dean having a marquee match at WrestleMania? I just don't want to see them feuding. We've seen it a million times. You know, heel Dean, I don't want to see it right now.
Oh, I'm cool with that.
Nah.
I kind of think that they'd prefer to go in the route that you're thinking it's going to go. I think that
business-wise, I think that's the route they should go.
And I think they're really hot as a tag team, and you want to keep that as much as you can.
Yeah.
Business-wise. But I would love to see a feud between now a heel Dean and a...
In another year. Yeah, I'm cool with that.
But right, you always now, go so far out, man.
I don't really care to see it right
Six
now.
6 months. When's Mania? 5 months?
Yeah.
All right, 6 months. Right after Mania. He turns on him after Mania.
Yeah, after Mania is fine.
He turns on him while they're tag champions.
Okay, that's fine.
I like that. Over a girl. That'd be terrible. That'd be an awful idea. Mike Demopoulos, who would you guys want to win the Rumble, not who you think will? Who do you want to win the Royal Rumble? If it meant getting a title shot, Braun Strowman.
Yeah.
If it meant we would get Braun versus Lesnar and we knew Braun was going to go over at Mania.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? It'd be Braun Strowman.
Let's power rank.
All right. Number one for me, Braun Strowman.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Number two is Nakamura.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Three, probably Finn Balor.
Yeah, three, Finn Balor. Four, Samoa Joe.
Yeah, five, Kevin Owens.
Oh, beautiful.
We finally get that five-star match between Kevin Owens and AJ Styles.
What a great list we just came up with there.
Yes.
Kings of lists.
We kind of did that for a while, so we should be good at it.
Yeah, we did lists for a while. We still do them. Harry Flynn says, I thought Justice League was good. That's awesome. I'm really glad that people out there enjoyed the movie. I'm not criticizing people for enjoying something. I personally felt like I was watching a bag of dog crap up on the TV screen, like somebody just dumped a bag. Like Superman showed up with his weird anti-mustache, dropped a stack of Kryptonian dog crap, and just said, look at it.
Said, eat it, yeah.
Said, eat it. Said, eat it, yeah. Eat it, yeah.
Whenever I say that, you laugh so hard.
I do. It's great. Charlie Rios, what can Jinder do between now and Mania?
Yeah, that's a good question. What kind of match is Jinder going to have at Mania?
He needs a face. Bobby Roode.
All right.
Jinder versus Bobby Roode.
No, Gronk. They have unfinished business still.
Yeah, I can see Jinder being a celebrity. You think Jinder's a good enough wrestler to like have to carry a celebrity, though?
No.
I don't know, man. That could be a terrible, terrible match.
Oh, Johan Solo, $2. Wrestle one cane-sized Funaki or a Funaki-sized cane?
You'd want a Funaki-sized cane because cane is huge. You don't want to wrestle anybody who's huge.
Yeah.
Take on a little tiny cane, I'd be fine with that as long as he didn't really have powers of darkness.
Yeah. Alex C., what are the odds that Jinder wins the Andre the Giant
Memorial Battle Royale? Oh, that's so below him.
Oh, I know.
But, maybe. I could see that. Or maybe, hey, Killian Dane.
Yeah.
Put him back in it.
Yeah.
That dude's a massive star in the making.
Yeah, he is.
That's great. I couldn't imagine Killian Dane ever going up to Vince at Gorilla and caring what Vince had to say.
Oh, I know.
If Vince were good, no. I don't care. What I meant was, can I go get some food now?
I know. Yeah. I mean, are we good? Can I just leave Gorilla now? My day done.
Is my day done? Maybe that's what Kevin Owens thought when Vince said, are we good? And Vince said, no. That's why he stood there all awkwardly.
Yeah.
He said it just kind of like this. Ah! Walked away. Power rank top five reactions Kevin Owens should have had when Vince said no.
Patented Stone Cold. Double middle finger to the face.
There you go. Number four. He says, no, you know. And then walked away.
Three. Eat it. Yeah.
Eat it. Yeah. That should be number one. Oh, I love Grimm.
Trey Saunders, power rank five best wrestling themes for gym playlist.
The Undisputed Era.
Wolfpack. NWO Wolfpack.
X Factor.
Oh, gosh.
Cedric Alexander.
Who's it? Buddy Murphy?
The most. Nah, man, my number one is D-R-E-A-M, Dream.
That's good. Oscar's theme.
Oh, no, man, I want... Well, she used to be on a playlist of mine. Nikki Cross's Sanity theme. Jen Lee accepted $5. Sam Roberts floated a theory that Roman has the IC title so that he skips the Royal Rumble. So that Miz can challenge... Crap, I lost this. So Miz can challenge... Oh, could win the Royal Rumble challenging AJ and not Brock. No. He should know better than that. Conal 19844444. Would you do a Raw View for past Wrestle Kingdom? No.
But kind of the idea for going in Raw Views is stuff that... That's on the network.
It needs to be an easy point of entry. And I can pretty much guarantee most of you guys have the network. So there you go.
Yeah.
Not that we wouldn't want to. If Wrestle Kingdom showed up on the WWE network, absolutely, we'd totally get into that. But so I'm not poo-pooing the idea. I think it's a great idea. It's just
maybe at some point.
Yeah. Kind of like when I do my Star Trek podcast, Four Lights, the Four Lights podcast, because 50 million people have Netflix, and I'm sure more have BBC America. Star Trek Next Generation is everywhere, man.
It really is.
You flip on TV, it's everywhere.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Say a couple more questions.
All right, a couple more questions. You're gonna get push us to the hour mark?
Yeah.
All right, good.
I'll Why agree. Not?
Let's see here.
Oh, that's right. Becky Lynch is filming that movie, too.
She's going to be in the Marine. I'm going to have to watch the Marine 6 now.
Yeah.
She's in it. Miz is in it. Who else is in it? I thought there was one other person in it.
HBK.
Oh, that's right. The Showstopper's in it.
The main eventer.
Nice. Mr. WrestleMania. Gustavo Gama wants Larson to take it off.
It's cold in here. I'm not going to take off anything.
It's very nipply in here. Let's see here. Mr. Jacobs. Number one for Kevin Owens to Vince McMahon, he says, go F yourself. No? Fine. Go F yourself.
Oh, Sarcastic Duck says, the new fashion files on YouTube.
Check Man, that needs to be on TV. But I'll check that out.
Brandon Kurtz is someone who usually listens to audio only. When did I cut my hair? About a week ago, I cut it.
Yeah, it was the Raw after the...
I unveiled it. It's
going in Raw. Series. Yeah, it was with the big music.
Robert McNeely, power rank ECW originals going to the Hall of Fame. Dudley Boys.
Yeah, I think Dudley Boys is number one. I could see Tommy... RVD
is number two.
Yeah. Tommy Dreamer's probably number three.
Yeah.
And then after that, doesn't it kind of fall off a cliff?
Yeah. Taz, maybe.
Oh, yeah, Taz. I think he's still in good standing with the WWE. I'm trying to think who's on that special. Oh, Paul Heyman.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Dudley Boys should be. I mean, it wouldn't surprise me at all if that was this year at all.
Maybe.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, they're not going to be a headliner.
No. Power ranked Miz opponents for Mania.
He could be a celebrity guy.
Yeah.
I mean, he was kind of a celebrity guy last year with John Cena. John Cena again.
Yeah, and Miz will get the win this year.
Yeah, there you go. Once in a lifetime match. Alex C, does McIntyre have another match in NXT? I'm going to say no. Shows up at the roster mania.
Yeah, he shouldn't, but could.
New Jack.
Oh, Raven.
Yeah, Rhino.
Raven.
Yeah, Raven. I'd put Rhino a little higher there.
Really?
Oh, for Hall. Yeah, I mean, he was a pretty big ECW star.
And Raven wasn't? Raven had a lot more success once he left ECW, too. He holds
in
a record,
the WWE?
He holds a record for most hardcore title reigns.
Yeah.
It's got to be Raven. Raven's got to be top five.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't think there's any maybe about it.
Definitely a maybe.
No, definitely Raven a maybe. Is great.
Look, you know how I feel about Raven. He's great.
He was a multiple-time ECW champ, multiple champion WCW.
Who had the ECW Heavyweight Championship longer, him or Rhino?
I don't remember.
Rhino had it a long time.
Okay.
He was the guy that Paul Heyman relied on. He's also
because everybody else left.
He's also a multi-time WWE champion.
Yeah, so was like Raven. He holds records.
Hardcore champion. I think even I was hardcore champion for like 15 minutes.
Not true.
Guess who beat me?
I did.
Crash Holly. Oh, that's who beat you. You beat me and then Crash Holly beat you.
Yeah.
Sarcastic Duck. I've never read The Sandman. It's kind of the one that sort of escaped me. Although I started reading the
Invisible. So Raven had the ECW title twice and held it for 379 days.
Really?
Rhino
that long?
Had it once for 94.
Oh, man. All right. Well, I guess you win, Raven.
Shane Douglas should be in consideration, but he's not going to do that.
Well, I think he would do it if they wanted him to do it. Terry Funk. Is he in the Hall of Fame?
Yeah, I think so.
Should be. Terry Funk. All right. We're at exactly an hour right
all
now.
Right.
I have to stand up right now.
Lunchtime. Yeah, your buttons aren't working.
My buttons aren't working.
All right, I'll sign off. Thanks for joining us, everybody.
Well, I can still sign off with all my microphone with
okay,
me.
Okay, thanks for joining us, everybody.
We appreciate
we'll
it.
We'll return later today for some streaming on twitch.com, twitch.tv /Steven Larson.
Yeah,
and we'll be back tomorrow with our Raw recap.
Hold on.
Gustavo Gama, $2. Horace Hogan, I don't know what that refers to.
I don't know what he's talking about.
Maybe. I don't know either.
I don't know where the music is, so I'm just going to cut us out, okay?
All right, that's fine. All right, buddy.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Do you follow automotive news, or do you just like cars and want to see what the heck's going on? Well, then you might like Donut Media's new podcast, The Big Three. Hi, I'm James Pumphrey, and every week, me and my co-host / two of my top five friends, Nolan Sykes and Joe Weber, unpack the latest and greatest in automotive news and trends on The Big Three. You'll also get a lot of laughs, hot takes, and personal insight on cars from the biggest car guys in automotive media. So, whether you're a hardcore enthusiast or just a person who goes, huh, that's a good looking car, check out The Big Three, available wherever you get your podcast, or you can watch the full videos at Donut Podcast on YouTube.